Praise the Lord. God is awesome in this place. Amen. He's an awesome God. Praise God. So good. So good. So honored to have each and every one of you here tonight, and just be ready to receive what God has for you. Amen. Did anybody come in the house tonight with a need? Well, be ready not to leave with that need. Amen. We're going to leave them here. Praise God. Before I get started into the message tonight, I just wanted to say thank you to all of you for my Mother's Day blessings. I was so honored, and it was wonderful. Thank you all so much. Amen. Praise God. Also, I had to have a couple of updates I wanted to give you. Some of you may not be aware of these, but Amanda Jennings had hip surgery. And her surgery went real well. She's already at home now. But just continue to pray for her healing, for her, you know, progress of coming through her surgery and recovery and going through rehab also. So, and also, remember Quincy and Carla and that family in prayer, them and their family in the loss of his brother. And also their niece was killed in the same week. So keep them in prayer, if you will, please. And remember also brother and sister Poles. His sister passed away last week. So they are in Virginia this week. But keep them in prayer. And also Judy Bates. Her children's father passed away this week and or last week too, and her good friend passed away also. So we have a lot of prayer needs, a lot of people that are hurting right now and need lifting up in prayer. So thank you all for that. Amen. Well, let's get into the message tonight. Praise God. The title of my message is The Whole Package. I want the whole package, don't you? Amen. I saw Natasha, she's like, amen to that. I want the whole package. Glory to God. We've been talking about the prophecy that the Lord gave to Jerry Savelle for 2018. And so we're going to read that again tonight. We're going to start out reading it. And it says, 2018, days of glory, days of flourishing, days of abounding. Continue to preach, teach, and emphasize the importance of faithfulness. It's still my plan for the faithful to flourish. If you will do this, then they will eventually get it. It's never been more important than right now for them to flourish in every area of their lives. These are indeed the days of my greater glory, saith the Lord. I will cause it to manifest for all who have remained faithful to me and faithful to my word, and I will cause them to flourish and to abound, even as I have promised in my word. I will honor their loyalty to me by enabling them to overcome every attack of the evil one, and I will bring them into the greatest breakthroughs they have experienced thus far. Rest assured that I am working in their behalf even now, and they shall triumph, and they shall be victorious, and all shall see that I am still the God of the breakthrough, and I'm still the God that keeps covenant. So lift up your hands and lift up your voices and praise your God, the God who is unlike any other God, the God who blesses all who have been loyal and faithful to him, saith the Lord. Now, I've kind of been breaking this down every Wednesday night and taking parts of what the Lord has promised us for 2018. And he's promised us some awesome things. Amen. But I wanted us to take notice tonight of the last few words that the Lord said in this prophecy, and I want us to talk about that tonight. It says, so lift up your hands and lift up your voices and praise your God, the God who is unlike any other God, the God who blesses all who have been loyal and faithful to him, saith the Lord. Now, why would the Lord say for us to lift up our hands and lift up our voices if we've not actually experienced these things yet? It's very important for us to do that. We need to praise the Lord before we see the manifestation. We need to praise our God and thank him and glorify him before we see it done. Amen? You might be thinking tonight, but Pastor Sharon, I haven't experienced the greater glory yet. Well, maybe you have and you just don't realize it. What could have happened? What could have been? Amen? But we want to praise God before we even see it. Amen? Praise him ahead of time. You might be thinking tonight, well, I don't think I've been flourishing, Pastor Sharon. Well, maybe you could have been in a lot worse shape. Maybe the enemy could have stolen a whole lot of stuff from you, but God saved you, amen, and caused you to flourish in that time. But we want to praise God and thank him and glorify him before we even see the manifestation of it. Amen. I don't see, Pastor Sharon, any evidence of me abounding right now. Well, praise God anyway, amen. Praise him before you see it with your physical eyes. Praise him ahead of time. Well, I'm not overcoming every attack of the enemy. Well, it's a promise right here, so I'm going to praise God now. I'm not going to wait until it feels like it or if it looks like it, amen. I'm going to praise him ahead of time. Glory to God. Well, it doesn't feel like I'm triumphant, Pastor Sharon. I don't feel victorious. Well, praise God anyway. Praise him till you see the manifestation. Praise him till you see it in the natural. Amen. Well, Pastor Sharon, I'm not experiencing the greatest breakthroughs that I've ever experienced before. Well, start praising God now. Hallelujah. Start praising right in the middle of your situations. Amen. Praise him ahead of time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why should we praise God before we see it happen? Because praise and thanksgiving is your faith in God in action. I'm praising him right now. Why? Because he said it. He said it in his word. He said it in the prophecy. He's saying it to me tonight. I'm a child of God. I am his child. Amen. And he has spoken to me. That means it is mine. Amen. That means it is yours tonight. It belongs to you. I'm going to be like that little 2-year-old kid. That's my toy. You can't take my toy away from me. You can't take my promises away from me. You can't take my benefits away from me. Amen. You can't take my blessings away from me. They're mine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise him and thank him and give him glory ahead of time before you see it. Hallelujah. Let's turn to Luke chapter 17. Luke 17 and starting with verse 11. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Amen. Now Jesus healed all 10 of the lepers. He said, go thy way. Show yourself to the priest. Amen. That you are cleansed. So he healed them all. But only one came back to glorify God. Only one came back to thank him. Only one came back to praise him. Only one. And because he did, he was healed of that leprosy. And in verse 19 it says, his faith made him whole. That means whatever damage that leprosy had done to him, right. Amen, no matter what had affected his body, right. That body part was restored. It was made whole.
Right.
Now we all know that leprosy eats all body parts. Fingers, noses, arms, hands, feet. But this man, because he came back and he praised God, he got the whole package.
Yes.
Amen? He got everything that the Lord had for him. I want everything that the Lord has for me. Amen? I know you do too tonight. So whatever that you have need of tonight, don't just settle. Receive the whole package. Receive the whole prophecy that God has got in store for you for 2018. Hallelujah. Because he praised the Lord, because he thanked the Lord, he not only received healing of the leprosy, but he received a creative miracle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now the other 9 received healing for leprosy. Thank God for that. He's merciful. They said, have mercy on me. He had mercy on them. But they didn't come back and thank the Lord. They didn't recognize that God had done anything for them. They didn't give glory to God. They didn't praise him. So they didn't receive the whole package. They weren't made whole. Amen. We don't want to be shortchanged, amen, in what God's got for us. We want everything that he has. All the promises of God are yea and amen. That means it belongs to you and you can have it. You can have it tonight. We want to receive the whole package. Hallelujah. So praising God and thanking him and glorifying him opens the door for us to receive the whole package. To receive everything that God has for us. To receive every promise in his word. Praise God. Let's turn to John chapter 20. John chapter 20. And starting with verse 24, says, but Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. Now this was after Jesus rose from the dead. Says, the other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, Peace unto you. Then said he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet hath believed. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Faith is believing before we see. I'm believing the Word of God, His promises for me before I see. So I'm praising God right now. Hallelujah. And the glory, and I'm glorifying my God right now. Amen. That these are the days of God's greater glory. Amen. I'm not waiting. I don't have to see it to believe it. I believe it because Jesus said it. Amen. Because He said it's mine. Because He said this is His days of the greater glory. Amen. I'm believing it. And I'm praising Him right now. I'm praising God right now that His greater glory is moving in my life. I'm praising God right now that His greater glory is moving in this church. Hallelujah. His greater glory. I believe it and I receive it and I praise Him for it. I'm believing right now, and I'm thanking God for it right now, that He is causing me to abound. Amen? And He is causing me to flourish. I am giving Him glory for it right now. Amen. Hallelujah. See, there's a little thing sometimes that we don't recognize as abounding and flourishing. Patty testified tonight of how they were blessed with something better for less money. I call that flourishing. I call that abounding. See, we think we've got to have $1 million rain down from heaven. Oh, yeah, I'm abounding now. I'm flourishing now. But we forget about the little things that God does for us. Amen. The things that He covers for us. The blessings that He gives us on a daily basis. We need to recognize those things and say, Yes, God, I receive. I thank You, Lord. I praise You for it, God. I glorify You for it, God. You are the mighty God. Hallelujah. That blesses those that are faithful. Amen. Everybody say, He's faithful.
He's faithful.
And I'm flourishing.
I'm flourishing.
He's faithful.
He's faithful.
And I'm flourishing.
I'm flourishing.
He's faithful.
He's faithful.
And I'm flourishing.
I'm flourishing.
Hallelujah. I'm praising my God right now. I'm thanking my God right now. I am glorifying my God right now that He is enabling me to overcome every attack of the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. Not just some of them. Not just sometimes. But He is enabling me to overcome every time. Every attack. Amen. Hallelujah. Teresa testified Sunday morning how God delivered her. And how God provided a new liver for her.
Yes.
Amen. God is on the move.
Yes.
God is doing things at Oasis Christian Center.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God is abounding in our lives.
Yes.
Amen. He is providing for us in ways that other people might not realize, but we need to start testifying about it. We need to start speaking about what the Lord's doing, amen? We need to start glorifying God for those things. Hallelujah. See, testimonies is what touches people's heart. God will use testimonies to draw people. Amen. Testimonies. Even before I got saved, I could hear testimony and I could get touched. And I mean, I would be crying because I had this thing on the inside of me. Amen. That wanted God. That knew that God was good. Amen. And so when I heard what God would do it for people, I thought, God, I want you to do that for me. Amen. And He does do it for us. Hallelujah. He does bless us. He does honor His word. He does honor His promises. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm praising God today that He is causing me to have the greatest breakthroughs than I've ever experienced before. Amen. Hallelujah. But are we saying it? Are we believing it? Are we saying it? Are we expecting it? Amen. We've got to start believing and saying and expecting. Hallelujah. Praising God now that He's working on my behalf even now. He's working on your behalf even now. He's doing what He has promised us that He would do for us in 2018 even now. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm praising God. I'm thanking God. I'm giving Him glory that I am triumphant, that I do have the victory. Amen. Hallelujah. I have it now. I have it all now. I've got the whole package right now. Well, Pastor Sharon, I don't see the whole package, but I'm walking by faith. I'm believing by faith. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't have to see the nail scars in His hands to believe. I don't have to stick my hand in His side to believe. I believe because He says it in His word. Amen. And everything He says in His word, He backs up His promises. He's a God that doesn't lie. He is a God that never fails. He's a God that sticketh closer than a brother. Amen. Hallelujah. I want our faith to come to another level. God wants our faith to come to another level. He wants us to start believing. See, we can't start out in faith with something huge if we don't start out with something little.
That's right.
Amen. Sometimes we have to build our faith up. Amen. But we should always trust God on a daily basis. He wants us to trust Him. And He wants to know that we trust Him. Amen. So maybe you need some sugar for your coffee. You might have to use your faith a little bit for that sugar. But then when God gives you that little thing because you trusted Him, the next month you can trust God for some good old Starbucks or some good old whatever your favorite coffee is, Dunkin' Donuts. Lord have mercy, maybe even a donut to go along with it. Glory to God. Every time we pass by this Dunkin' Donuts down here, it's right in front of a fitness center. Now that was just wrong. I'm telling you what. And that parking lot is full, and you know good and well when those people come out of that fitness and they go right to Dunkin' Donuts. Said, Lord, I couldn't go to that fitness center. It would not pay me to go to that fitness center. It would do me no good at all to work out. But God is good. His word is true. He is a faithful God, amen. So we lift up our hands tonight, amen. And we lift up our voices tonight, and we praise our God, and we glorify Him, because He is causing us to abound. He is causing us to flourish. He is causing us breakthroughs like we have never experienced before. He is causing us to overcome every attack of the enemy. We thank You right now, God. We praise You right now, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are triumphant. We are blessed. We are the healed. Amen. We are overcomers. We are more than conquerors. We are everything, the whole package of what the Lord has promised us to be. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You might have a financial need in this place tonight. Praise God right now for that breakthrough. Amen. He's going to cause it to happen. It's going to be your God that does it. See, we can lay awake all night and try to figure it out. But when we just start praising God, when we just start believing Him, when we just start glorifying Him, amen, then He will make a way where there seems to be no way, because now I'm not worried about it. I'm trusting God now. I put it in His hands, amen, and I'm doing what His Word says for me to do. Amen, I'm glorifying Him. I'm giving Him all the praise for it. Hallelujah. And I'm doing it now. I'm not waiting till I see it in the mail. Amen. I'm doing it now. Yeah. Because my God says that He provides all my needs. That's His promise in His Word. So I'm just standing. And what He says, when you've done all to stand, just stand. Yeah. Hallelujah. Stand therefore. Yeah. Glory to God. Because you just stand there, He's saying, I'm doing something. Yeah. I'm working on your behalf right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. And then we have a testimony. Yeah. Glory. We can tell other people what God has done for us. Hallelujah. Yeah. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo! Glory. God's saying tonight, you've been going through a struggle, but that struggle's over. Amen. It's in the past. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough is coming to you. Breakthrough is coming to you. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Those loved ones you've been praying for. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Breakthrough. Breakthrough in the area of your family. Breakthrough in the area of your loved ones. Breakthrough in the area of your children. Breakthrough in the area of your husband. Breakthrough in the area of your wife. Breakthrough. 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 He's causing it to happen. All I've got to do is praise Him for it. All I've got to do is thank Him for it. All I've got to do is glorify Him for it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't care what I see. I don't care what they say. I know what He says. Amen. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Rest assured that I am working in your behalf even now. and he shall cause you to triumph, and you shall be victorious, amen, and all will see, all will see, hallelujah, that he is still the God of the breakthrough. That's a word for you tonight. He is the God of the breakthrough, and he is going to break through for you. Hallelujah. Breakthrough in your finances. Breakthrough in your finances. Breakthrough in your finances. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Breakthrough. Glory to God. Breakthrough in your body. Breakthrough in your body. You've been struggling with sickness. You've been struggling with weakness. You've been struggling. But God says the struggle is over. Hallelujah. By his stripes, you are healed. Amen. Hallelujah. The struggle's over. The struggle's over. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm just waiting on the Lord. Amen. Just waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ikiridio carabrio 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 si. Ikiridio carabrio carabrio seta ya carabrio 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 seta ya caramo. Ikiridio caramana na 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 Ikiridio calabrio 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 seta yakalamo. Ikiridio calabrio 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 seta yakalamo. Ikiridio calabrio calabrio seta yakalabrio calabrio seta yakalabrio calabrio si. Ikiridio calabrio calabrio seta yakalabrio calabrio si. Ikiridio calabrio calabrio seta yakalamo. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You're the faithful ones tonight, amen? Yes. You're the faithful ones. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not yet seen, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. God is faithful who has promised tonight. Amen. Therefore sprang there even one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, and not received the promises, but have seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from which they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, and whom of it said it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which also he received him in a figure. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. And it goes on and on and on. By faith, by faith, by faith. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Because sight can lie to us. Feelings can lie to us. What they say can lie to us. See, if it goes, if it is above the knowledge of God, amen, we can turn it around.
Amen.
We can change it with the word, the promises in the word of God.
Yes.
With what we say out of our mouth, amen, we can turn it around. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our words are seeds. We can plant seeds, amen. And we can water it with our faith, amen. And it'll spring up. Praise the Lord. Give God a hand clap of praise tonight. Amen. So we're praising God before we see it. And the enemy would try to tell you that everybody else is getting blessed but you. That everybody else is abounding and everybody else is flourishing but you. Everybody else is receiving everything of the word of God and then from the prophecy. But we're all fighting the same enemy. The enemy comes against all of us in one way or another. So we are here to encourage one another. We're not here to judge one another. Amen. We're not here to compare our faith and say, well, their faith just ain't as, it just doesn't measure up to mine. But we are here to encourage one another, to lift one another up. Amen. And to pray one for another, because we all need it in one area or another. So give God another hand clap of praise as Ashley comes.